The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, December 8, 2021. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez described on Tuesday the operations by the Joe Biden administration with the support from anti-Cuban sectors as a failure to produce chaos in the country. In a message on Twitter, the head of Cuban diplomacy rejected the efforts to interfere, destabilize, and misinform against the Cuban government, as happened to Donald Trump with his attempted coups in Venezuela. Anti-Cuban sector led President Joe Biden to fail in his operations of interference, destabilization, and disinformation, Rodriguez tweeted. They cannot hide the fact that in Cuba, those who comply with such government attacking us so hard do not get popular support, he added. Rodriguez has denounced since mid-November the operation to cause chaos after the failed call for an allegedly peaceful march. The campaign promoted from the United States coincided with the reopening of airports, tourism, school classes, and other activities and services in Cuba. The Center for State Control of Medicines, Equipment, and Medical Devices, SECMED, on Tuesday approved the emergency use of Soberana Plus vaccine candidate for COVID-19 convalescent children aged over 2. The objective is to apply the new vaccine candidate produced by the Finlay Vaccine Institute for children with 2 months or more of hospital or home medical discharge, said SECMED in a press release. Thus, ACMED explained, Soberana Plus candidate may be administered to all COVID-19 convalescent children age 2, in accordance with Cuba's present health regulations and provisions. Cuba has applied a dose of Soberana Plus since the end of past September for COVID-19 convalescent people aged older than 19 with 2 months or more of their hospital or home medical discharge. As many as 9,287,955 people in Cuba have been fully vaccinated with the 3 national vaccine candidates approved so far by SECMED. The 4th International Seminar, Dialogues on Human Rights, opened at the University of Havana with a program that includes special speeches, keynote lectures, and panels on guarantees in Cuba. The appointment, to be held until December 10, opened with the words of Judy Perez, professor of constitutional and administrative law of that capital city headquarters and coordinator of the organizing committee of the event. According to the call, there will also be an exam on the National Program for the Care of the Infertile Couple to promote the inclusion of home parental nuclei. Likewise, the participants will exchange on the right to education, work, and social security, among other topics of interest. The event was called by the Union of Jurists of Cuba, the University of Havana Law School, the Cuban Association of the United Nations, and the National Center for Sex Education, among other institutions. And in the international agenda, we have that the National Migration Institute of Mexico reported that over 7,000 children, mainly from Central America, who arrived the country unaccompanied, were repatriated in the first 9 months of the year. The report pointed out that 4,695 of them are boys and 2,436 are girls, and noted that there was an increase of 45% this year. In contrast, the number of minors accompanied by an adult decreased 16.3% in the same period, from 1,183 to 990 returned children. According to the Institute, between January and September 2020, a total of 6,185 children were returned, compared to 7,131 who have been returned to their countries of origin this year, accounting for an increase of 153%. Most of the minors came from Guatemala and Honduras, although it is noteworthy that dozens of children came from countries such as Chile and Nicaragua. Meanwhile, the Plurinational Assembly of Bolivia is considering setting up a mixed commission of deputies and senators to follow up on the corruption scandal in Santa Cruz being investigated by the public ministry. The working group will follow up on the process opened in the said department, where a bag with papers found inside a house revealed irregularities in the Santa Cruz mayor's office for an amount of more than $1 million, according to initial analysis. Legislator Stefania Morales declared on Monday on Bolivia TV that the creation of the commission is supported by the current legal norm and the regulations of both legislative chambers. She reported that the Autonomies Commission will summon the mayor of the city of Santa Cruz, Johnny Fernandez, to provide information on Antonio Parada, main suspect of what is known as the case of the 800 ghost items, and whereabouts are currently unknown. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.